Senate Democrats have said clearly and repeatedly that the voter ID law was an overreach and it would result in disenfranchisement of hundreds of thousands of voters across Pennsylvania. It was a law that should never have been approved, and we're very, very happy today that the court has finally turned aside that measure. There has been way too much upheaval and confusion about preserving the right to vote. Plus, taxpayers have had to pay literally millions of dollars in trying to implement and then also to defend this ill-conceived law. That's outrageous that we had to spend millions of dollars implementing a law that should never have been implemented in the first place. The measure was unconstitutional and clearly political and could not stand legal scrutiny. Simply put, it was an effort by the Republicans to deny citizens across this Commonwealth access and a voice in their government. Instead of trying to find ways to stop citizens from voting, we should be doing more to encourage all Pennsylvanians to have the opportunity to participate in our electoral process. It would continue to waste millions of taxpayers' dollars where it's clear both the Supreme Court and the Commonwealth Court have said it's inappropriate to have a law such as this on our books and we need to strike it down. That's what this court did. I applaud them and I strongly encourage the administration and Republicans not to appeal this decision, to let it stand and let's move on and address the issues that are important to Pennsylvanians.